Durgin, and one. A great drive to the hoop. He draws the hurt and a chance for three.
There's a dribble handoff with Shetterly. Left-hand drive, gets to the rim, dumps it down to Sturgeon, and he lays it in for two.
Sturgeon for the lead. He got it back. Trayton Sturgeon, they left him wide open from three.
Shetterly for three, no good. Sturgeon the rebound, put back for two, and Pella's within one.
Setter step, and there's a block shot for Sturgeon. Rebound to Mace. It's up ahead to Sturgeon. He's all by himself. He'll land off the glass and in. 14 points for Trayton Sturgeon, his second block. He's up to four steals.
Trayton Sturgeon is one of the key cogs for the Pella High boys basketball team and one of the big reasons the second-ranked Dutch have their eyes on Wells Fargo Arena. The senior wing is averaging 14.5 points per game and is the leading rebounder for the undersized Little Dutch with nearly 8 per contest. Sturgeon was expected to be a big part of last year's Pella team as well, but suffered an injury at Ballard in just the third game of the season.
And Sturgeon is hurt. I think it was when he got boxed out on that attempted offensive rebound. His right knee, he is able to put no pressure as he walks. It gets helped off. That's not a good sign. Trayton Sturgeon just hobbled off with a right leg injury.
That injury kept Sturgeon out for the entirety of last season. On tonight's radio sports page, we sit down with him to talk about battling back from that severe injury, what this season has been like, and what lies ahead.
We're here with Trayton Sturgeon, senior member of the Pella High basketball team on the radio sports page on KNIA KRLS. Trayton, before we talk about your senior season, I'd like to take you back to your junior season and the very early part of the season at Ballard in December when you went down with your injury. Can you kind of take us back to that moment and what that was like for you?
Yeah, it was a struggle. I knew at the time I didn't know if I was going to be out for a season or not. And then basically when I found out, kind of think everything went downhill. I was still bummed, but I knew my teammates would do good.
So when you got hurt, did you kind of know in that moment that it was something real serious, or did it take a little bit of time to process that?
It took a little bit of time. I felt something, but I wasn't expecting nothing like an ACL tear.
And so what was that like afterwards? How did you get yourself back in kind of a good mental space? How'd you work back from rehab? What was that whole year like for you?
Basically, I went out through therapy. I was in the gym as much as I could. I slept a lot, took medication, just did little things.
As far as the mental side of it, you know, you were expected to be a big contributor last year and just really had that taken away in one instant. How'd you kind of battle through that?
It was hard coming through adversity, but I took my time, did what I have to do, and now I'm back.
Yeah, and when did you start getting back to some actual basketball on the floor type stuff, and how has that, you know, that rehab process been for you?
Yeah, I came back around August and then went through some summer camps and then came back for the season and just kept going.
Any trepidation? Did you have any nervousness when you got on it, or once you were able to go, did you really feel pretty good?
I was nervous at first. Got a brace on it that felt really comfortable on it, and then I just haven't played since with that on.
All right, it's been a great season for you on the floor. You and your team rank second as we start the postseason play. How do you feel about this year's team as one of the seniors kind of leading the way?
I think we can do big things, but we have potential. We're good guys, good group of guys to work together. I think things will go good.
Now, you're the leading rebounder on a team that doesn't have a lot of size. You know, you're one of the tallest guys out there, quite frankly. You know, nobody really, you know, 6'6", 6'8", you know, certainly 7-footers that other teams have. So how do you kind of relish that opportunity as a smaller team when you're out there against the bigger guys going and getting that ball?
I just go up and get it. I mean, I try to find my positioning and just do the best I can to get the ball and get a second chance.
All right, as far as some of your other teammates, you know, again, you got a lot of really versatile players and a lot of guys that can do a lot of things on the floor. How do you kind of think, what do you think about this team and the way that you guys are kind of built?
I think we have a lot of depth, which is really good through opponents. A lot of just drive, kick, we can run through transition, and I think we're just a good group of guys that can take advantage.
So what are your thoughts on the postseason? Have you guys set out goals? Have you kind of thought through where you want this thing to end here within the next few weeks?
We want to be at the well. Yeah. We want to be at the well.
All right. How about after basketball is over for you personally? Do you have plans for school next year or what do you want to be when you grow up, so to speak?
I mean, I don't know where yet I'm going to be attending college or school, but I want to play basketball somewhere and, hopefully study criminal justice.
Awesome. Yeah. Police officer then, or what do you want to give?
Something like that.
Okay. And do you have some thoughts as to where you're going to school, or are there some coaches still talking to you right now? What's that process like?
Yeah, I got Central, a couple, Simpson, something like that.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Hey, best of luck in the playoffs. Thanks for your time, Drayden.
All right, thank you.